produces milk and butter?
A dairy farm.
All right. Now, are you more likely to use the word dairy for a kind of a farm or for something else?
Either dairy farm or dairy products.
I mean, when you think of the company that delivers the milk, is that
just what, a dairy company, something like that?
Yeah. And the place outside the barn where the stock is kept and fed.
Or what? A pen or a stable, something like that?
Well, something like that. I was thinking something like a lot or a barnyard.
Yeah, barnyard.
All right. And do you know anything about raising cotton?
No.
Nothing at all. Never chopped cotton, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. A large area where crops are planted.
Would be a field.
Something smaller than a field.
Something smaller than a field. Be a garden.
All right. Anything between a garden and a... let's say watermelon. You raised some few watermelons. You might call it a garden, but you might, if you raise only one crop in there.
Nothing except it's applied to the whole farm, be a truck farm or something like that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of if you ever use the word patch.
Yes. Watermelon patch or strawberry patch, something like that.
Now, these are a few different kinds of fences. What kinds of wooden fences are you familiar with?
Names of the fences I don't, pay that much attention
to.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a little wooden fence, if you drove by a little wooden fence, a little white wooden fence that had...
Picket fence.
All right. Now, when you think of a picket fence, do you think of it, it has to have a points on the top?
That's what I generally think of as a picket fence.
All right. What would you call a fence made of pieces of wood about this wide? Be standing about 5 feet high, right close to each other?
Well, it's just a fence. I couldn't think of anything.
Right. How about these old fences that you see out in the country? You don't see many of them anymore. But
what, with logs?
Yeah.
What they're called, I don't know.
What would you call it, I mean?
I would call it a fence.
Yeah, but if you saw, let's say you saw an accident on the road or something. I saw that accident. It was right up by the... What kind of fence? I mean, what word would just come naturally to your mind? It isn't a matter of it being the right word.
I realize that, but it'd be just about next to the fence.
Would you call it a log fence or a rail fence or a wood fence? Or
it could be a rail fence.
All right. Now, when they, what would you call this kind of fence you have out here in your yard, around your yard?
Just a wire fence.
Are there any other kinds of wire fences that you see?
Barbed wire.
All right. How about the wire on that fence over there? It's not barbed wire.
What, on down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's barbed wire.
Is it?
Yeah.
It didn't look like it.
This one over here. By the...
No, I meant down beyond there.
Yeah.
That's
barbed wire.
I just thought it was a... I just wondered what you call it. Kind of a plain wire fence. If when you put up a wooden fence, or virtually any kind of fence, you have to drive a what into the ground?
The
corners.
For the corners. I can't think what they're called. They're just poles, though.
Pole, but there's another word similar to pole.
A
fence post.
Fence post.
And that's the plural of that.
Mm-hmm. Post.
One post, two?
Posts.
All right. And a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock, what would that be called?
A stone wall or stone fence.
All right. Either one of those have more... sound more natural to you?
I was referred more to it to a stone wall.
All right. And that big country the country that the ping pong diplomacy has been...
China?
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard that term used in relation to dishware?
Yes.
Is that what the word you'd probably use in talking about that kind of dishware?
Yes, it's more or less of a upper grade dishware.
All right. Have you ever heard of a China egg?
Huh.
Right. That's something that's like a nest egg.
Yeah.
You know, used to.